Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, is this Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
All right. I'm doing okay, man. I'm honestly not feeling too hot, to be honest. But I'm trying to get your transaction wrapped up. I apologize about all the back and forth. So can you confirm the exact amount we're doing here so I can quote you out? I know there's two vendors. I just want to make sure I've got the correct amount. What I have is, let's see, actually... Oh, what's the exact amount here with tax, Joe?
Say I'll have to go over here to my emails. The one from Keller is $5,445.
Okay.
And then the one from CCI.
What's the total?
I don't know.
All right, I'll just add. You said 5,000 what?
445.
5,445. Okay.
Yeah, and then 1,736.
So the total amount is 7,181. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Give me a second. And then what was the pricing my manager gave me to quote you on the larger amount? It was 16 grand at what payment? Like 475, you said?
Yeah, it was 474.
Or 16,000, right? It wasn't for the 12,000, correct?
It was for the 16,000.
No, I'm about 95% sure, so you can't hold my feet to the fire because the person I speak to is actually at the lunch. But I think if they honor that same pricing on the 58-month term, you should be at, I'm going to see if I can actually undercut it even a little more, so bear with me. Joe, what I'm going to ask them to do is see if they can just undercut the pricing and get these docs out to you. I would probably be able to get the payment to about $359.05. How does that? I'm sorry, $203.80. How does that sound to you?
$203.80.
Yeah, it would be an undercutting if they can still honor that price. It actually undercut the price. The only thing you'd be responsible for is interim rent on one of your transactions you did on before, where they'll calculate the rest of the payment for the month. So, like, let's say your billing cycle is the first of the month. You'd have a prorated payment that covers now until the, or let's say this funds, today is the 10th, so let's say this funds Wednesday the 12th. You'd be responsible from the 12th to the 30th, so like 18 out of 30 days, and then since you're prepaying first and last, November 1st to November 30th is prepaid. It'd actually be a slightly cheaper payment, just, you know, and I can offer you anything, you know, up to 5 years, but it seems like you're pretty stuck on 5 years, so it's whatever makes you happy.
Okay, so there would be a prorated.
Yeah, it was part of your last contract. It's called interim rent. I don't want there to be any surprises. Like, I'm not here to push you. Honestly, we're willing to do the deal at cost just to continue the relationship, and that's what my manager is basically telling me. But as part of your contract, you'll have interim rent, which will cover the remaining part of the month. So if your billing cycle is on the 1st, you'd have the rest of, you'd be get a bill and we'd be ACHing the rest of October, and then November 1st to November 30th would be prepaid, and then your final month, which is 5 years from now, which is October 1st to October 30th, would be prepaid.
So basically, I'm having a first month, last month, and a partial month.
Yeah, it's like just like you did the last time, correct? We've had some customers. I mean, I don't want to push on you, but I want to cover every single thing so you don't feel there's any surprises. And of course, you have 15 days to get insurance. You're sent a form for insurance to sign as part of the documents. If you don't get insurance, that's fine, but they'll charge you a fee with after 15 days if you haven't received if you haven't provided the necessary insurance paperwork.
Okay, so then there would be what, 55 payments left?
I'm sorry, 58, not 55.
Okay, well, if it's for a 58-month term and I'm paying first and last month.
Yeah, so you have 58 remaining payments. It's a five-year term. There's 60 months, so you'd have 58 remaining because you're prepaying too.
But this 18-day thing, whenever my first month I'm already paying, so my due date should be, if today is the 10th and that was finalized today, then my date would be on the 10th.
They don't have due dates on the 10th. They usually have the 1st on this program. Joe?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I lost you.
That's a 68, so it's a 60 month, and then I'm paying first and last, so I have 58 payments left. And then what's this 18 days, what does that go to?
What?
This 18 days that you would want the prorated?
Yeah, you had it at your last contract. It's called interim rent. It's a prorated monthly payment. I just want to make sure, you know, you go through everything so there's no missed communication and funding.
Okay, but I'm totally confused as to what this prorated thing is for.
It's part of your when we send you out a contract, it will be listed. So you're responsible for interim rent. Your billing cycle is traditionally the 1st of the month. So if we do this transaction, say the 12th or the 13th, let's say whenever it funds, we have the remaining part of the month. So the remaining part of the month will be pro rata. So you'll be responsible for a partial payment, just like any type of financing. The billing cycle is usually, like when you do a mortgage, the mortgage is on the 1st of the month. So if your loan closes on, say, the 13th of the month, you'll have a settlement for the rest of that month, and then the billing cycle will start. The only difference from a lease and a mortgage is with a finance agreement, the billing cycle is at the 1st of the month, whereas a mortgage, the bill is due at the end of the month. That's the only difference. But they can't make your billing cycle the 10th. Like, you did deal with time payment, correct? Hello?
Hello?
Okay,
Hello? Yeah,
I'm... Oh, no worries. I thought I lost you. I've had some issues with my phone system. Like, for instance, okay, you did a transaction with time payment, correct?
I'm sorry,
You did a loan with, you did a lease with time payment, correct?
Yes, previously.
Previously, correct. So, I believe they'll set up like any billing cycle, like a random day. On the finance agreement programs, it's usually set up on the 1st or the 15th of the month. And so, you paid interim rent on your last transaction with Pawnee Leasing. I just want you to be aware of it so you know your billing cycle, if you'd like to move forward.
All right, so, okay, but you said 1st and 15th, so that's 5 days.
Yeah, I don't know what your billing cycle would be. I'm more than happy to transfer you to my manager. I want to keep you happy, but there's only certain things that are in my control.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I guess I would just need to, like, speak to him because, you know, that makes no sense to me whatsoever because that just feels like I'm throwing money away.
Joe, to be honest, I'm trying to undercut the credit officer to give you ridiculously cheap pricing. I'm trying to do everything in my power to make you happy, but if you want to speak to my boss, I'm more than happy.
And I'm trying to get a full understanding of everything.
I mean, I can send you the contract review if you want to take a look at it and then take it from there. I'm more than happy to do that for you.
Okay, so then you're going to have a first and last month of $203.80, and then you're going to charge whatever your dock fees are. So you told me that's about what? What's that?
I'd assume it to be about $250 to $300 because I would just say it saves like $300 because there's a one-time fee of $200, and then you're typically a pre-funding charge or release payment to the vendor.
Yeah, and there's a $25 a piece, I think.
No, it's $100. It's not $25. That's incorrect. Not on this program.
Okay. So, and then there is this 18 days. Okay. So,
no, I'm giving you a for instance. As part of your, it will all be there in black and white. But for this program, the billing cycle is generally set on the 1st or the 15th of the month. I don't have the ability to answer those questions because I'm not in funding, and they won't be answered until the transaction goes to fund.
Okay,
but
so,
you paid it on your last Pawnee lease. It's called interim rent or pro rata. It matches up the tape between when we pay the vendor and when your billing cycle commences. But like I said, I'm more than happy to send you documents. I'm more than happy to have you speak to my manager. My goal is just to keep you happy as an existing customer and give you the finance agreement you were asking rather than the lease.
Okay.
No one is just to be blunt, and I don't want to be rude. No one is trying to make a killing off you. We're trying to do your deal for essentially at cost to keep you as an existing customer if you'd like to move forward. We're trying to everything
else.
Okay. But like I said, I'm not above the rules. I'm more than happy to transfer you to my boss. It's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah. So essentially, $372.28. If I'm calculating everything correctly.
No. Where are you getting $372 from?
Okay. If I'm taking first and last month of $203.80, and then then a charge of $250 plus.
I would honestly assume $300 just to be on the safe side. If I can knock it down, I can knock it down. But that should be your amount to it signing.
So now we're over. $800.
These transactions, Joe, with the documentation fee,
a first and last month payment of $203.80. So first and last month, so that's $407 and something to over $800.
No, you have $407.60 plus $250 to $300, which brings you to, if it's $300, it's $707.60. It's not $800.
Yeah, but then there's this 18 days.
No, what I'm giving you is a for instance. As part of your contract, just like your Pawnee lease, you'll have what's called interim rent. An interim rent is a settlement between when we pay your vendor and when the billing cycle commences. I'm just giving you a for instance if your transaction funded on the 12th of this month. Just giving you the options.
Okay, I guess whenever the documents come out, I'll review those and then.
Okay.
That way we're not going back and forth with, you know.
Yeah, look, Joe. At the end of the day, you can always talk to my boss. I'm just trying to give you. I'm just trying to keep you happy, and I hope you appreciate that. That's my whole goal here.
Yeah, I am. But you know, again, I know what the cost of the stuff is. I know how much interest that you all are getting, I understand what the payment is. So, but then whenever there's, you know, a fee of over $800.
There's no fees of $800. I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, I mean, okay, there's first and last payment, and then there is the 18 days. There's the 18 days, and then there is dock fees and wire transfer fees and fees and fees. Just send the docs. How about that? That's what we'll do. I'm not being rude. I'm just trying to let you know. And so I will review them, and I will make a decision based on that accordingly.
Just so you know, the transaction would be serviced by Pawnee Leasing again. There's no wire transfer fees. There's no wire transfer.
Well, there is that's what they charge, the $25 fee, but that doesn't matter.
Well, who's charging you a fee?
It's in those invoices.
Oh, that the vendor's charging you a transfer fee?
Yeah, there's a transfer fee in there.
Do you want us to just pay them via check so they don't charge you those fees?
Well, there's a wire transfer fee in both of those.
I'm just saying, do you want us? I'm going to ask them to make the documents right now and try to get them out to you by the end of the day. But what I was asking is, do you want us to actually pay the vendor via check and see if they won't charge you those fees?
Well, then that's going to take longer for them to process my order.
Okay, I'm just trying to help out in all ways possible. But let me follow up with funding on docs and try to get this up to you as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the time.
Bye-bye.